This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Tonight, the women's wrestling team at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point will host their first ever match at home. Most colleges don't offer women's programs, but Rob Mentzer reports that's changing as more and more girls and women get involved.
Jessica Rodier was 4 years old when she started wrestling.
I wanted to be like my big brother, so I want to do what he did.
She started competing in youth leagues in the Green Bay area. There wasn't a girls' wrestling program at her school, so she wrestled with the boys.
I wouldn't say it wasn't hard for me, because that's the way I grew up. So to me, that was acceptable. You know, none of the guys that I wrestled had any problems with it. I didn't have any problems with it.
She was also really, really good at it. Wrestling is a sport, but it's also a discipline. Rodier said it's a constant grind. It's physically intense, of course, but it requires an equally intense mental and even emotional focus. Rodier loved it. Though there were times when her male opponents couldn't handle losing to a girl.
Some would actually go cry and then try to quit and stuff like that, or their teammates would pick on them forever.
Rodier would go on to win a national championship in college. Today, she's an assistant coach at the brand new women's wrestling program at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. It's the first women's wrestling program at a public university in the Midwest, but it won't be the last. Women's wrestling is booming.
Keep going!
On a Tuesday afternoon in October, Stevens Point's women's wrestling team is practicing ahead of their first meet. Members of the team pair up and practice takedowns. Brooke Thurber has been wrestling for 18 years. She's 21. Her dad coaches wrestling at Nakusa High School, so she grew up with the sport.
It challenges me in so many different ways, and it's just so fun, and I love the team atmosphere and just being pushed so hard.
Are you one of the best?
Maybe not the best, but I always push myself to try to be the best, yeah.
Johnny Johnson has been the men's wrestling coach at UW-Stevens Point for more than 20 years. He says he looks at wrestling like a physical chess game, requiring you to anticipate your opponent's moves. He has a crew cut and an easy rapport with Rodier, who shows off her socks in his office.
They're cow socks!
You have some serious issues.
Daddy, you can't even go wrong with these! Look at them!
You can't go right with them.
Yeah, you can!
It was several years ago that Johnson and others on his coaching staff made a push to add women's wrestling.
Every time we would see an article or something that would indicate that women's wrestling is growing pretty much exponentially, that we would send that to our athletic director.
According to a national coaches group, as of 1994, there were about 800 high school girls across the country competing in wrestling. By 2018, there were closer to 17,000. There are more than 63 colleges with varsity women's wrestling programs, and that number is exploding too.
Between the time we announced last year and now, there's been about 26 schools, I want to say, that have announced that they are also adding women's wrestling on the collegiate level.
After the day's practice, first-year student Abby Nelson says she's a little nervous about the October 26th meet against Michigan's Adrian College.
I know it's my first competition. I've never competed before in a college sport, so it'll be new to me still.
As it turned out, Nelson would notch the first win in the program's history, and she'd face her teammate Brooke Thurber in the finals for their weight class. Thurber won it. They both say wrestling is a passion. Nelson is glad to be able to compete on a women's team.
Yeah, it's hard to be a woman in a man's sport, they say, but now it's turning into almost a woman's sport as well.
Thurber agrees things have changed since she was younger.
I think there was such a stigma back then that girls shouldn't be in a boy's sport because it's so aggressive, but girls can be just as aggressive and just as technical as boys, and they can work just as hard, so.
In January, the NCAA will vote on whether to make women's wrestling one of its official emerging sports for women. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.